Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's a new man on the mound for the Cubs. And this is going to be Anthony Rizzo doing some pitching.
Well, now you got Freeman at the plate. These two have been chirping at each other all series long. You can tell that they're friends, as Anthony can hardly keep a straight face on the mound with Freeman coming to the plate.
Fair swing and a miss, strike three. He has just struck out Freddie Freeman.
Oh, that's going to cost Freeman down the road, trust me.
Freeman's smiling. Rizzo's, is he going to throw that ball out and
Heck
keep
yeah.
that one?
Yeah, because he wants this one signed.
Hey, despite the fact the Cubs went 2-5 since we last spoke on Hit and Run last week, there were some fun moments. Spent a lot of time talking about the Javier Baez situation yesterday with Amir Garrett. After Rizzo struck out and Garrett was yelling from the mound, and it looked like he was yelling directly at Rizzo, and Baez got pissed, jumped on the field. And then there was that from earlier in the week when the Cubs were getting blown out 10-0 against the Braves. And, of course, the position player gets to pitch. Feels like there's been a lot more of that in the last few years than there ever has been in the past. And I'm fine with it. Because you get moments like that, two guys who know each other and respect each other, and obviously when one of them gets a hit or a walk and is at first base and the other one is playing first base and they talk to each other, they have all kinds of interactions. So there's a history there. And that was a fun thing that happened. And a 73-mile-an-hour slider was the hardest pitch thrown. He had pitches of 73, 71, 70... 62-61, and he got a strikeout of one of the reigning MVP, by the way. And he had gone 4-for-4 in the game already, hit a home run and a double Freeman had, and then that that moment happened, which I think is just really, really funny. And it just, look, it was because he was getting a different look. You know, you're used to watching 90-plus, and then here comes a guy throwing 20 miles an hour slower, 20 to 30 miles an hour slower. Your rhythm's off, and therefore you strike out. And it was one of the fun moments in baseball during the course of the week, and it happened to involve these two guys. And Freddie Freeman was really funny about it after the game when he was asked a question about it. And, well, you can hear what he had to say.
I mean, he was just staring. He was staring at me when he was warming up. It was just so hard. I don't think I've ever gotten a hit off a position player in my career. I hate those at-bats. And as you can tell, a lot of us don't like those at-bats. Those are hard. And, you know, I was able to hit Alex's 64-mile-an-hour curveball. I couldn't hit Rizzo's 61-mile-an-hour curveball. So it was a little bit under my hitting speed, but you know, that's, you know, he'll have that over me forever now, unfortunately. But that's one strikeout I'm okay with. That was fun. It was fun to be a part of. I wish it was the other way around and I did something cool hitting wise, but we'll always have that, unfortunately for me. He'll have it over my head forever, but that was one strikeout I'm okay with, because it was fun. And I'm sure I'm getting blown up on social media and all that stuff right now too, but it's all in good fun, and hopefully a lot of people enjoyed that, but I didn't.
Did Rossi say anything to you when he came out there?
No. Yeah. You know, that's going to be over me forever. It's I had such a good night going too, and I couldn't stop laughing as I'm going up to the plate. It's a recipe for disaster when you face position players, especially one of your friends too. So, that's one strike I'm okay with, I guess.
You guys had, you know, entertained everyone with that rundown or whatever.
Yeah.
Go when he's yelling your name, kind of.
So, yeah, so far. Yeah, it's been good. You know, obviously, I've gotten to know Anthony over the years. The friendships have grown. We've gotten real close. So, I just wish I didn't strike out. Oh gosh, but it's been a good week. Some good laughs for a lot of people, and you know, that's what baseball is. It's what sports is. It's to put a smile on people's faces. And you know, I was on the wrong side of it tonight, but I'm okay with it. I'm sure a lot of people got some good smiles and laughs, because that's what sports is about.
I am such a huge Freddie Freeman fan, and that was great. I loved everything about it. I loved the strikeout. I love both guys laughing about it. Like, how ridiculous is this situation that I'm in here throwing 70 miles an hour? I'm topping out at 73. Against one of the best hitters in the National League. Again, he was just the MVP, and I know it was only 2 months, but you don't win MVP even in a shortened season unless you're good. And here's this guy throwing a little bit of junk too. I mean, let's not get it twisted. Rizzo has a little stuff. It's not great, but you know, good enough to get a guy out when he's used to seeing 90 plus. Really fun moment that happened earlier in the week. And then there was the other stuff too. There was the stuff I mentioned at the top involving Rizzo again and Amir Garrett. And by the way, you are allowed to text the show whenever you want to. And texts are brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And this texter earlier says, enough about the Baez situation and the Cubs, please. What about Danks? And that's from a 630. It's funny you mention that, because we have had a John Danks sighting in the past week.
What about Danks?
Yeah, we may have an answer, because I don't know. I haven't seen him or heard from him in a very long time. So I didn't know what was going on with him, if he was okay. But apparently he is okay. His wife, Ashley Monroe, is a country artist. And she released a music video this past week. And he is in it. John Danks is in it. It's John and her and their kid, and they're like, you know, cute little family stuff. So we have an answer. John Danks is, he's in a music video. And now I forgot the name of the song. I'm trying to find it. I don't remember. Anyway, if you want to know where he is, you can look it up. Oh, here it is. It's called Gold. It's Ashley Monroe. And the song is called Gold. So if you want to get an appearance of John Danks, just go to YouTube and you can YouTube it. It's the official music video and our guy John Danks is in it. So you can stop asking me, what about Danks? Because we have
an
answer.
What about Danks?
Bob,
John Danks is a lion son of a...
He is in a music video with his country singer wife. It's an adorable video. They're all happy being a family together. Good for them and good for him. And it's good to know that he's still alive. I mean, I didn't have a reason to think he wasn't, but it's we have confirmation now. So again, for the rest of history, you do not have to ask me anymore. What about Danks? We have an answer, and he appears to be okay. 312-644-6767 is the phone number to call and to text. We'd love to have you in the show before we say goodbye. 11:35 is the Cubs pregame. Spiegel has it as the Cubs will finish up against the Reds. Trevor Williams is pitching against Molly today. This texter from 312 says, I feel that La Russa is being treated unfairly by the score. And I believe it's due to his past comments that lean conservative. And also some ageism, I believe. Just to paraphrase the text. I don't think it's either of those things. I don't think anybody cares how old. First of all, they don't care about his politics. You're not getting... When it's the seventh inning of a tie ball game or a one-run ball game and you leave your pitcher in too long, ain't nobody thinking about which politician you gave money to in that moment. They're thinking, why did you leave this guy in too long? What the hell, dude? That's what people are thinking about.
No one's talking about it, what he did in the offseason or his politics. They're literally just talking about he left a pitcher in way too long.
I think what people's the concern Sox fans have is not that he's old, or certainly don't give a crap about his politics. It's not about his age. If you're 95 years old, but you are in tune with your team and you seem to still understand modern baseball, nobody cares. I think what people had the concern for was that he's been out of the game for a very long time. And I'm talking about away from the dugout for a while. He hadn't managed the Cardinals in, what, like 10 years? He'd been out of the game for a long time. And a lot has happened and changed in baseball over those 10 years. It doesn't matter if he's 90 or if he's 25 or 40, whatever. I don't think it had anything to do with age. I think it was here's a baseball lifer who is used to doing things a certain way. The game has changed since he has been a manager last. And is he willing to accept the way things are? And what are his decision-making processes like now? And do they jive with modern baseball? I think those are all fair criticisms. Well, absolutely.
And I think also, too, like most of the producers here are Sox fans. So
right.
A lot of
and
the
they want
sound,
them to win.
A lot of the sound that you're hearing is because they just think that the hire has been ridiculous. And I agree with this 630 texter. It's not about his age. It's not about his mistakes. As a Sox fan, I feel like his leash is so long that no matter what he does or how big he screws up, he will not get the boot. And that's exactly how I feel, too. We know that this was a Jerry pick. We know that Jerry has guilt over the 86 firing. And we know that he wants him back because this is a team that could win a World Series. And Tony's his friend, so he can get him a fourth ring. Like, that is what this is about. And we know that this is what it's about. So he's and it's clear when he makes a mistake like that, that he should not be managing this team, in my opinion.
Well, it's to me, it's about the process. Every decision that happens, like I was talking about earlier, when it comes to managerial decisions, you can live with a manager in the middle of a game making a decision that looks like the right process. Even if it doesn't work, you could say, well, the reason he did this is because of this, this, and this, and all of that makes sense. Didn't work out in the moment, but I get it. It wasn't on a whim that a decision was made. And the same thing can be said for the hiring of a manager. Was the process right? Is the process for hiring a manager because the one guy just wanted to make up for a mistake from 40 years ago? If that's the case, or 30 years ago, if that's the case, that's not a great process. It might end up working and they might end up winning a World Series anyway. And things might get better in terms of decision making throughout the year, but it doesn't mean the process was right. So I think people who are Sox fans, it makes sense that this would be bothersome to them. And when he admits that, you know, he didn't recognize Lucas Giolito was running out of gas. You know, that's kind of a problem. And you just hope that it doesn't happen routinely throughout the year. You don't ever want it to happen again. Like, it's one thing to say, look, I know he's getting tired, but I still think because of the matchup, the specific matchup, he might be able to get through one more hitter. And I'd really like to stay away from my bullpen until the next inning if I can help it. That I can be okay with. But to flat out not recognize your guy is tired, that's a problem. And it just can't happen again, especially when this division could end up being pretty tight at the end of the year. And games like that could end up being the difference. You don't want those games to end up being the difference. Got a few more moments left here on Hit and Run on the Score before Matt Spiegel will take over. The Cubs pregame show is coming up. They'll face the Reds. 12:10 is the first pitch today. I'm Chris Ranji. This is The Score. Oh, I don't have to break yet? Oh.
I guess I could tell you over there. We don't have to break yet until, or you have one break, and it's going to be to end the show.
Oh,
we'll break
dude.
Into going into Cubs.
I thought we had one break, and then we were coming. You know what?
My bad.
I'm sorry. That is the second time today I have screwed up.
What was the other time?
Well, the first time, actually, it's a years-long screw-up, and it's the one I told you about. I screwed up when I said managers don't matter.
Oh.
So now I've screwed that up. And you know what? I'll probably go back to saying managers don't matter in like a week. But right now, they kind of matter. And they mattered in that moment. I apologize. You get no break. We're going to keep going until before the pregame show. I'm sorry, Sean. Sean Anderson producing the show today has done a fantastic job. And he's gotten all the audio and everything that I wanted. And in a lot of it, he suggested himself. So he's done really well helping me out, and I screwed up the whole thing. Everything was great until just now. I'm sorry. I apologize. It won't happen again for the next 10 minutes.
This minute-long public apology is all I needed. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're forgiven.
Thank you, man. this texter says, besides, and this is from a 309, hello, Central Illinois. Bloomington, hello. Besides the pitcher issues, why is La Russa having Billy Hamilton taking huge at-bats late in games? It almost cost him the next game after the Giolito game. But Leury bailed him out. Look, big picture, I do think Andrew Vaughn should just be playing more often. I think he should be in. I don't know if there's there's something that they truly have a handle on that nobody else does, that it doesn't serve him well to be playing every day. I don't know what that could possibly be. I don't know how he gets better if he isn't just playing every single day. But for whatever reason, they're not allowing that to happen. So decisions like that, I think, make sense. And I agree with your assessment on letting Hamilton takes some of the late game at ABs. It probably shouldn't happen very often. But those are the kinds of things that I'm not going to freak out too much about, as long as it doesn't happen every single day. Because you don't want to take the bat out of your best hitter's hands. You know, like for example, the game from a week and a half ago, when Yasmani Grandal laid down a bunt and took the bat out of Mercedes' hands because they just walked him. They said, all right, well, we're just going to walk this guy with first base open. I totally understand. Like, that stuff, it can't happen very often. But generally speaking, I'm not going to lose my mind over the construction of a lineup. I just think your best hitters need to be in there as often as possible. And also pinch running, and this is from a 708 area code, pinch running in the fourth inning of a game. Yeah, I completely understand that, too. Probably shouldn't be a thing that you do very often. Not in the American League. I don't think it's probably not good.
Ranji, we got some hashtag lineup drama in the White Sox game.
Already?
The lineup was released. Anderson batting first, Robert in center batting second, Moncada playing third, batting third, Abreu first base batting fourth. Then they had Yermín Mercedes batting fifth as DH, Zach Collins catching batting sixth, Vaughn in left batting seventh, Garcia in right batting eighth, and then Madrigal playing second and batting ninth. And then Jake Lamb has now been switched into that spot where Mercedes is at. He is now the DH, and this is from Jay Cohen of the AP. White Sox scratch Yermín Mercedes, inserting Jake Lamb. Mercedes was late for reporting time, and La Russa says it was a close call between Mercedes and Lamb for the start. Anyways, La Russa says he isn't mad at Mercedes.
Okay, so is he not playing today because of that?
So, yeah, he was late, and then because he was late, he got scratched. So now Lamb is in for Mercedes batting fifth.
Okay, well, show up on time.
First crack in the armor for Mercedes.
Yeah, and he's done everything right up until this point, and who knows what happened this morning. I don't think that's anything to freak out over just yet, but... Yeah, you don't show up on time to the ballpark, you have to sit. That's cool. I mean, he should be in the game late if they need his bat. You know, if they're down by a run and there's a game situation, get that dude in. I mean, obviously, they're not silly enough to not do that. I mean, they'll let him play. But look, it's you got to have some kind of punishment, right? If you've got a reporting time, you tell people to get there and you don't get there, then okay. You have to suffer the consequences, and then next time you won't be late. I've been late to work before. I don't think I suffered any consequences, though. Maybe I should have. Do you know about this time that I was...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It was, at least one. No, it happened actually. It happened twice. One of them totally not my fault. We had a remote in St. Charles for a pregame show, and I left at like 3:30 in the afternoon to get there by 6:30, and I was late. I left 3 hours early, and the traffic was horrendous on a Friday afternoon. That was not really my fault, because I left very early. The second time, totally my fault, I overslept, and I was a segment or two late to the pregame show.
Was it an alarm issue?
Well, okay, so I woke up... It was no, you know what? Actually, I'm not going to take responsibility for this. It was probably stupid Minnesota who, for whatever reason, decides occasionally to play 11 a.m. games. Idiots. And it was a 10:30 pregame. I woke up at 7:15-ish that day, and I looked at the clock, and I'm like, I'm still tired. I'm going to go back to bed for a little bit. I'll be okay. The next time I woke up, and I don't even think the alarm woke me up. I just woke up, and it was, okay, again, pregame show 10:30. It was 10:26. I woke up at 10:26 and I went, no, holy crap, what happened? And then I had to call Mitch and Like he's like, just get here, get in the car. And I live downtown and I usually walk in, and it took like, you know, 25 minutes to walk. And there was no time for that. So I drove and I pulled up to the building, and like an intern came and got in the car and went and stayed in the car until the pregame show was over, and then had to come back down and then park the car. It was a mess. So,
and now your host, Chris Ronji.
It is not Chris Ronji. It's Ed Farmer alongside Darren Jackson from Progressive Field in Cleveland, as Chris Ronji is on other duties right now.
Well, yeah, the other duties, Farmio, were that I was in bed.
Wow!
Late. Jeez. Hey, speaking of the Bears, number one, that Justin Fields thing. Holy crap, I'm excited. That's great. That is so great. I am so excited. I don't know if it's going to work out for sure, but damn it, they may have hit a home run on that. And you're going to hear about Justin Fields all week long on The Score. And I'm going to try not to say Josh Fields, confusing him with third baseman of the White Sox from the past, Josh Fields. All right, I'm going to thank our guests today, Chris Tannehill, Herb Lawrence. Want to thank Justin Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue for visiting with us, and most importantly, Sean Anderson, who produced the show and has been fantastic. I think I've got Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce next Saturday morning, so I'll be back for that. Spiegel should be back on Hit and Run next Sunday. And Spiegel is coming up next with the Cubs pregame show. Cubs, Reds in Cincinnati at the Great American Ballpark. The pregame show next, first pitch at 12:10. Cubs and Reds, have a terrific afternoon. I love you. I will talk to you next Saturday with Bruce on Inside the Clubhouse. I'm Chris Ronji. This is Hit and Run on The Score.
And now your host, Chris Ronji.
It is not Chris Ronji. It's Ed Farmer alongside Darren Jackson from Progressive Field in Cleveland, as Chris Ronji is on other duties right now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.